USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
He used to represent lots of high-profile clients, including porn star Stormy Daniels. Now attorney Michael Avenatti needs a lawyer for himself. Avenatti under arrest in New York after the U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna in L.A. and the U.S. Attorney in New York City, Jeff Berman, filed federal charges against him.
Avenatti's conduct had nothing to do with zealous advocacy for a client or any other kind of legitimate legal work.
Now the charges include bank and wire fraud and extortion. Avenatti accused of trying to extort $20 million from sneaker giant Nike.
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's 100% the way it should have been.
President Trump at the White House reacting to being cleared in Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
We can never let this happen to another president again. I can tell you that. I say it very strongly.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
President Trump meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House, the two united on the issues and looking united as both dressed in dark suits with white shirts and red ties. President Trump acknowledging the rocket attacks.
Our prayers are with our friends in Israel as they carry out an incredible way of life in the face of great terror. The United States recognizes Israel's absolute right to defend itself.
Netanyahu leaving Washington early because of the rocket attacks on Israel being fired by Hamas terrorists in the Gaza Strip. And gas prices going up.
Dan McTagg of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline is up to over $2.62 a gallon.
We've actually seen gas prices move up over 8 cents a gallon, 8.3 cents to be specific, from this time last week. We're heading towards the potential, towards Memorial Day perhaps, of as much as $3 a gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
USA News for your health right now. Some health organizations calling for a crackdown on sugary drinks. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
Two major health organizations are now calling for taxes to be placed on sugary drinks. The American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Heart Association, citing the effects of too much sugar on obesity and other health problems like heart disease and diabetes. The groups are calling for more beverages like milk and water on kids' menus and in vending machines, and they want to see less soda at hospitals. They're also putting out a call for lawmakers to not only impose taxes on the beverages, but to restrict advertising for sugary drinks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To the White House, where President Trump welcomes the hockey champions. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
President Trump is honoring the Washington Capitals at the White House, the 2018 National Hockey League champions.
Today we welcome to the White House the 2018 Stanley Cup champions, the Washington Capitals, and it's really a special team, and they have a special owner, a man who's been a great success over his lifetime.
The president believes the team has a good chance to repeat again as NHL champions. Worth noting, the captain of the Washington Capitals, Alex Ovechkin, who was born in Moscow, Russia. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.